Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Drive at 5. This is your host, Reginald Saunders, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Larissa Barclay, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you who don't know that, we're not in the same city. We're in two different places, but we're doing one thing. We're putting on the facts. We're putting on the blueprint. We're putting on the armor that you need to earn that 6- and 7-figure income. And we're sending those armors to you, to give it to you so therefore you can duplicate exactly what we're doing. Over here, what we've actually learned from working from home, that we can make exactly what the top earners of the world are actually making right from our living room. Right from our kitchen, where I'm actually standing at right now in my home. And see, the amazing thing about it all the most is that, you know, you're building residual forever. This is not just a one-time thing. So this kind of like kills the preconceived notion about, you know, oh, they just want to get you inside of the thing, you know, this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 blah. They say all kinds of stuff. Because I was one of the persons that said, it was just like, oh, they just want me to sign her. She's just trying to take my money. I don't want to do that with Stormy. She's just trying to get me to pay for stuff. That's how I felt. That's the truth. Like, I never ever told the truth. And the truth was, I felt like she was just trying to scam me out of my money, my own friend. Not knowing that I would be paying for my financial freedom. Not knowing that I would find an opportunity that would be paying me for 3 years now. Not knowing that this would be the platform that I would actually be able to identify who I actually was. I was able to identify who I was through this amazing opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're saying to you. Are you that person that's ready to identify who you are? Are you that entrepreneur? Are you that go-getter? Are you that inspiring 6- to 7-figure earner? Are you that seven-stream income earner? That's the question. That's what it really, really boils down to. Right or wrong, Larissa, I'm going to ask you, what does it really, really boil down to? Because at the end of the day, I don't think that there's any in-between. I think that it's either you want it or you don't. Because, see, sometimes when you look at it and people start saying other things and that type of nature, it's the excuses that we make that stop you from either going forward. No, matter of fact, it stops you from going forward. Your excuses. Your excuses are stopping you from figuring out what we have over here with two of us. Your excuses are stopping you from getting on the training calls to figure out how to get to your next level. Your excuses are stopping you from going through your phone book to just call everybody to introduce them to TLC. See, a lot of us, we make these excuses, and I watch myself daily now make these excuses really quick. Really, really, really quick. I walk in the kitchen this morning, and I saw some dirty dishes in the sink, and I just looked, and I rolled my eyes a little bit, and I just said, I'm not about to wash the dishes right now. Why not wash it right now and get it out of the way? And that's exactly what I did, because I said, why not do what I could do now, instead of doing it later? It's excuses. So what I'm saying is this. Monitor yourself. Look at the excuses that you're making in between the day, but also keep your why in front of you. Keep your why in front of you. How many of you right now have your why in front of you that you want to earn an extra $500 to $5,000 a week? Like, seriously. How many of you on this call honestly, truly believe that you can earn an additional $500 to $5,000 a week? We didn't put this call together to tell you to quit your job. Job owners, if you're on a call, there's no disrespect to you at all. You can also partner up with us, too. We have lawyers, doctors, nurses. Everybody is a part of our organization. Just like the movie The Founder with McDonald's. See, I love it. Knowledge is power. So this just gives me more power and more want to build this thing even more harder right now with TLC. Because you know what my goal and my focus is right now? I'm so strong with it. I can see me building TLC like McDonald's. Do you fault me for thinking so big? Or should I fault you for thinking so small? I'm sorry. It's just my frame of thought. Anyway, Larissa, I want to bring you on a call because I want you to get in the momentum. I want for you to let them know. Wait a minute. Did I ever open a line for Larissa? Hold on 1 second. Larissa.
Hello?
Oh, my.
Wait, I mean, you know what? All the time I've been talking and cheering, I ain't know you ain't even hear me.
Oh, wow. Wow. Listen, I thought I opened up the line for you. I say maybe she just didn't want to bug me or say something.
No,
I don't know.
No,
but
I've been cheering it. You was like, who want to make an extra $500 to $5,000? I'm like, me. I want it. I'm over here like raising my hand over here. I know that's right.
But it's true. It's true. It's so possible. It's so possible. And
yes.
See, I think that what people are really truly missing, they don't see it because I believe, like I strongly want to say this is like okay, like let me see if this makes sense to you. The people that are looking at me may have already known me, but then now I've switched over to this new lane, and they see me walking a new life. They see me doing a new thing. They see all of this, but they still will be in doubt because sometimes seeing is not believing. Seeing is not believing. And you know what? That was a part of my little bit of not wanting to partner up with TLC too, because I was like, I don't know if I can see Stormy make this kind of money. She was talking. I remember she calling me about. She was calling, saying this and that and the third, talking about we're gonna get this and that and that. I'm like, oh, yeah. So you know what she did? She never mentioned it to me again. So she kept going and. She put me in an arena around it, and guess what? I was around it, and I'm just looking, and I'm like, okay, she got this $5,000 check. I'm laughing. Then next minute, she get this $10,000 check. I'm like, all right, okay, I see a little budge, you know, a little $10,000 check, because, you know, I'm used to getting money, too. So it's like, okay, $10,000, all right, you know. So then.
Hello? I don't know. Reggie?